Integration of Man and the Eternal. You do well when you remember Jesus saying, "No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven." This means that true selfhood never descends from its state of security and perfection into what seems to be the mire of mortal existence. That is why you are all right this moment and are insisting that you are all right and realizing that you are so. Anyway, your spiritual self, and there is none other, cannot have any such adverse conditions as you describe. Therefore, speak to the symptoms and distresses and tell them they have no impulse, no place, no possibility. You are nothing less, after all, than the exhibition of that life which knows no corruption or frailty, that life which always was and always will be, that life whose inevitable urge you feel in every fiber. I have just been thinking how out of place unsteadiness and wobbling are in your domain, when the Almighty is always there. You see, He is carrying on constantly in your realm with that jealousy which excludes every worry or waver. He has signs up everywhere, "Trespassers, keep out." A modern prophet, Emerson is his name, states the proposition like this: "In the woods we return to reason and faith. There I feel that nothing can befall me in life, no disgrace, no calamity, which nature cannot repair. As I stand on the bare ground, my head bathed by the blithe air and uplifted into infinite space, all mean egotism vanishes. The currents of the universal being circulate through me. I am part or parcel of God." Of course, you are calm and possessed of dominion over every disturbing suggestion. Yours is the kingdom, the glory, the victory. Continue to talk to yourself, expanding the above thoughts, and talk frequently and expectantly. Make this conversation your chief business. Then you will find yourself walking this good earth with freer step and fuller breath. Keep talking to yourself those facts which we have been alluding to in past letters. Then you will more consistently feel the divine energy at work to your very extremities. All this because you and the Almighty are one. He pervades every fiber and function of your economy, somewhat as moisture pervades the fog it makes. He it is who makes you strong and well and confident. His will it is that inspires you to hitch your wagon to a star and move out toward fetterless reality. The Almighty is all over your citadel, manning every outpost, strengthening every defense, and arming you with the requisite courage and ability to proceed in the adventure of life in which He has started you out. And however far it may lead, He will never depart your side. For Him to abandon you would be for Him to abandon Himself in some measure. For are you not part and parcel of Him? When the Almighty steps out in you, He remains Himself. This is why you and He are so closely related. It is a perfect case of togetherness. Blending is a tremendously significant and pungent word. Your blending with exuberant life spells vigor, buoyancy, youthfulness, and that right now. Do organs or glands seem erratic? They must normalize their conduct under the influence of this compelling truth. Your blending with mind guarantees all the wisdom and courage you need. Your blending with principle keeps you calm, composed, and unafraid, quite impervious to suggestions of anger or irritation. The word blending, used in these ways, stirs the user to increased strength and hope. Therefore, think these propositions out in your own way. Apply them to yourself hour after hour and day after day in those interviews with yourself. You do not have to submit to unjust distresses and restrictions. On the other hand, you have no excuse for rebelliousness if you do not immediately acquire what you think yourself entitled to. Work on, patiently and expectantly. I've been trying to open my thought to something that could be put in a letter. Strange, is it not, that we cannot force our mentality to work, or at least not to any great advantage? But we can open its doors and allow worthwhile thoughts to come in. There is an ever-present mind pouring in vastly more than even the wisest of men accept, and doing this constantly. Yes, we have this universal understanding and consciousness, or we can have it, by the simple process of acknowledging its availability and permitting it to take charge of us. The process should be as natural and easy as for the fish to feel the presence of the ocean. It must be that inventors, artists, and creative writers learn this knack of yielding to the instruction of mind, which is so close and so intimately related to us that it constitutes the very warp and woof of our structure. You are in it, and it is in you. Is not this why the Galilean prophet used to say, in effect, I and my Father are one? I dwell in him, and he dwells in me? From this we are immediately convinced, if we have not been convinced before, that man is an intelligence, not a non-intelligence or physicality. No room for argument, is there? How unlimited, then, are his possibilities? Life is so stupendous, so omnipotent, so all in all, that it cannot suffer the tiniest bit from such a hostile incident as you mention. And this invulnerable life is your life. You are living it now. It takes tangible form in you. You are this impregnable life on exhibition in the world. The question naturally arises, of what substance must man be that he may integrate or blend with life, mind, love, principle? Obviously, he must be, as already intimated, intelligence rather than unintelligence, consciousness rather than corporeality. We are persuaded that the material mortal who commonly passes for man is no more than a misstatement, a misappraisal, a misinterpretation of man. Manifestly, perfection, immortality, and oneness with Supreme Being are not claimed for him. The point is that as one insists from day to day that he is a spiritual immortal and therefore immune to disease and all phases of mortality, he abandons the mortal sense of himself as limited and sickly and gains the true sense of himself as sound and enduring. Thus are healing and longevity promoted.